President Obama signed an executive order last week, temporarily shielding some 4 million undocumented immigrants from deportation. WGCU's John Davis reports while immigrant advocates support the president's action, they're worried some con artists have already begun looking to profit from this action.
The Redlands Christian Migrant Association started an immigration assistance program helping undocumented immigrants file for a work permit or deferred action. The Immokalee-based nonprofit serves low-income families in 21 Florida counties. The RCMA plans to eventually administer the program through a separate corporation, but Executive Director Barbara Mainster says scammers have already begun advertising on Spanish-language radio stations.
They're saying, come in, I'm an immigrant office with 20 years experience, we can help you fill out. We don't even know what forms they have to have yet. I mean, the details of this are not out. So can you imagine people telling people now to do this? It just is, it's amazing to me.
Mainster says immigrants may confuse notary publics in the U.S. with notarios in Mexico, which have more authority and act more like attorneys. She says when former President George W. Bush was pushing for national immigration reform in 2007, local residents were scammed out of thousands of dollars by people selling bogus legal papers. Mainster tells undocumented immigrants government applications may not be available for the next 6 months and says not to pay anyone to help with an application now. John Davis, WGCU News.